Hey, what's up, guys? It's Richie from Boston. It has been a little while because my truck finally gave up on me. And I was camping in a spot overlooking Las Vegas. I could see Vegas from where I was camping. You know what I'm saying? And I got a package. I got a Starlink delivered to my buddy's shop at Red Lion Land Cruisers in Colorado Springs. The reason I was overlooking Vegas is because I went out to New Mexico to see the damage myself, because I had never seen things like this in my life.
Holy moly, look at this. Roswell is flooded.
Yeah, right now two people are dead after severe flooding in Roswell, New Mexico.
This morning, search and rescue efforts are also underway. Officials say the New Mexico National Guard says so far 290 people have been rescued, with 38 taken to hospitals. Water levels have gone down in parts of the city, but officials say levels are still high in the downtown area and along the Spring River Channel.
According to the National Weather Service, Roswell received nearly 6 inches of rain, breaking a record dating back to 1901. And some of the waters were so strong that they flipped cars over at the dealership.
So, yeah, that's exactly where I was. I went to Roswell, but all I wanted to do was talk to people and see if this was legit and see if anybody needed any type of help that they weren't receiving. You know what I'm saying? And I did that. I talked to a lot of people, but all seemed to be pretty much normal. So, is what it is. I've got a Starlink. I'm going to go to my buddy's shop. You see what I'm saying? That's it. That's the entire Starlink right there. So hopefully that'll allow me to upload videos from absolutely any place. That's the plan, at least. But here's the thing. When I went out to the area, when I went out to Eastern Tennessee, out towards Asheville, I met up with a couple of people, and one of them called me and told me that this was happening. And I can't believe this, but I guess I can.
Between October 2nd and October 23rd, just in the last 21 days, we've arrested 45 people in the Pinellas Beach communities on 68 different charges, including armed robbery, burglary, loitering and prowling, grand theft, vandalism, and trespass. Of the 45 burglars and thieves that we've arrested, only two were from Pinellas County. The rest came here from out of the area to steal from our residents and businesses. Now, of these 45 burglars and thieves who came here to steal, 41 out of the 45 are not U.S. citizens. And they're here illegally from Mexico, Cuba, Colombia, Honduras, Venezuela, and other countries. In addition to the 45 that we have arrested, deputies have had contact with, think about this number, we've had contact with 196 other individuals who are in these beach neighborhoods where they did not belong, at times they should not be there, doing things they should not be doing, but we did not have probable cause to arrest these people, so we made contact with them and told them to get out.
So yeah, it turns out that illegal migrants are fanning out, and they're honing in on people that are in distress already and robbing, looting, and scamming them. Isn't that terrific? And then the other ones that they bump into, they have no grounds to arrest them, so they have to release them. Oh, what's your ID say? It doesn't say anything because you're here undocumented. You're an illegal migrant. And I'm a law officer, so I'm going to make contact and let you go, because that's what they're being forced to do. And the best part about this is most of you, if you watch the mainstream media and just check YouTube once in a while and see crazy assholes like me, you probably see things like this. Because you just heard the sheriff who actually arrested these people, checked their identities, confirmed that they were illegals. But according to the mainstream, yeah, that's just misinformation. Here's a tip for the newcomer. If you want to know if something is absolutely true, just look for the fact checked. Because once you see a fact check, you know it's true. Because these guys, Tennessee authorities confirmed that a group of 8 men had been arrested for suspected looting in flood-devastated areas. That's exactly where I was. But claims that they were undocumented, those were unfounded. Those weren't real. All eight in custody at the Washington County Detention Center held on $20,000 bonds. Following the arrest, a reporter, Southern Border, claimed on Monday these men were getaways, as confirmed by Department of Homeland Security. And in now in a deleted post, DHS confirms eight men arrested. You know what? I just got here. You can read this yourself. Long story longer is they're trying to arrest them. Police officers are trying to do their jobs, but the higher-ups are making it all go away. It's not real. And the reason they're doing that is they want these people here for this exact reason. We've got Americans literally fighting the American government to at least acknowledge that they need help. And instead, the government's sending the money to Israel, whoever Israel's shooting at. Ukraine needs some money. These people need money. And what about the FEMA people? Should we help them? Well, we spent $360 million helping out illegals with the FEMA budget that's for American people to get bailed out if something terrible happens in America. It isn't a mistake. It isn't an accident. You see what I mean? At any rate, I just wanted to put that up real quick because I find that completely ridiculous that Newsweek is fact-checking it and the people on the ground are showing the arrest. We were there. We were there. Who are you going to believe? Politicians or people that were on the ground? One, two, three people see the same thing and they're not politicians? I'm believing them all day over the people standing behind the White House symbol. You see what I'm saying? The country's been completely and utterly usurped. Joe Biden is completely, he's got dementia. He can't even walk up a flight of stairs. He can't even talk. He can't even finish a sentence. He doesn't know where he is. And yet, this just popped up.
I'm heading to do something that should have been done a long time ago. Make a formal apology to the Indian Nation for the way we treated their children for so many years. That's why I'm going. That's why I'm heading west. Thank you.
So since when does Joe Biden jog over to meet the media? You know what I'm saying? And then he speaks and it's actually intelligible. It's actually intelligible. You can understand what he's saying. And then he jogs off. This ain't Joe Biden. Sorry to tell you, but I don't know what that is, but it ain't Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden can't even walk up a flight of stairs. But now he's running to and fro. Seems like I've read that someplace before. At any rate, I got to figure out what it's going to take to fix this truck. It's going to be here for a day or two or three. And that's going to be ugly. I wasn't really ready for that. Didn't see that one coming. It came out of the blue. And to find this leak, you got to pull the entire drivetrain out of the vehicle. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. At any rate, Richie from Boston. Oh, by the way, never mind. I'm out.